89.9 KGRG FM, dude. And hey, Mickey.
Hey, Mike.
Tell me a story about that song.
So that was Cannibal by Dude York. And you know, I actually really, really like Dude York. They are local. So that's awesome. Some Seattleites. And their video for this song, really, really incredible. I mean, man, if you're into Tumblr and you're like, man, aesthetics, this is it. So if you want to go on YouTube, look up Dude York Cannibal, give them a little bit of support before going and seeing them at Bumbershoot. Then
nice.
Check it out. And speaking of Bumbershoot,
yeah,
Mike.
Yes.
We have a winner.
What?
Oh my god, we have a winner.
What?
So
tell me more.
I got my piece of paper right here. And Renee won. I actually just spoke with her, so congratulations, Renee. I'm about to call you after this. And then you're actually gonna be like, whoa, I won. So it's gonna be pretty sweet.
That is amazing.
Yay, Renee.
Yep. So Renee won her opportunity for her and a friend to experience Bumbershoot this Labor Day weekend, courtesy of Mike and Mickey After Dark and 89.9 KGRG FM, as well as Bumbershoot for providing us with those tickets to give away.
Mike, what station?
That's what I was trying to transition to. You're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM, KGRG FM HD1 Auburn. Also broadcasting on K207 AP, Sumner Lake Taps 89.3 FM, where it's your home of Today's Rock and Bumbershoot passes.
Yeah.
So before we now we're all snuggled in for the night with our with our pajamas, our jammy jams, our gym jams, our nightgowns, if you prefer. I don't know.
Cool. It's so funny because like right when 11 o'clock hit, I'm like, wow, these pajamas really work. I'm so tired.
Yeah, people running around with no shoes on. It's a lifestyle, man. So before we get into the slumber party, I think we should talk about what's going to happen towards the end of the show.
Oh, yeah, we definitely should.
You think so?
Yes.
Because we've had two drawings so far for our two pair of three-day passes. Those are now gone.
Yeah.
Sarah and her friend are going to go out to Bumbershoot, and now Renee and her friend are going to check out Bumbershoot as well.
But it's late night.
It is late at night, so that means theoretically, my friends that are over 21, us aged folks, the adults, if you will, it's adult time. And coming up, listen up for later on towards the end of the show, where we will be giving away one wristband for 3-day VIP.
VIP?
And what does that mean? It's okay because it's okay that you have to go by yourself, because if you're over 21, you can have some sweet colas and make some new friends.
Well, and that's part of the reason why it's 21 plus, because there are plenty of sweet cola opportunities there.
Yeah.
And so there's other privileges that are extended with the VIP pass as opposed to just the standard 3-day passes. So you get all of the rights and privileges of a normal 3-day pass plus extra golden powers.
Wow.
Which you can find out more about those special golden powers by checking out Bumbershoot's website. Go to bumbershoot.com and click on VIP passes. And there's some cool privileges there, but we will have one 3-day VIP pass that we will be giving away to our previous entrants over 21 years of age, plus anyone else that calls in once we open up the phone lines. That kind of makes sense, right?
Yeah. So are we going to be opening them after the slumber party, maybe?
Sure. Yeah. And then we'll do the drawing right before shout outs.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah, let's do that.
So, hey, adults.
Yeah, exactly.
Get 253-833-5004 ready, but don't call quite yet.
All right. So in the meantime, it's time for the slumber party.
Woo! I'm so excited.
Me too.
Got my gym jams on.
Exactly. So So this is where you get the 411 on all your BFFs. Yeah. Fun questions to ask each other to keep your party from being a snore. Be the talk of the party. So have some pizza, make some popcorn. It's time to play the slumber party box of questions and get ready to LOL.
Can't wait.
I'm ready.
All right. So, Mickey.
So, Mike.
Let's start with you.
Okay.
Our question for tonight on this Bumbershoot extravaganza, what is the funniest prank you pulled on someone or was played on you?
Oh, this is kind of hard because I'm not really a pranker.
Yeah,
I don't go out pranking people that often.
You're not the original prankster.
No, I'm not. Just because I'm really afraid of like actually hurting someone or like actually hurting someone's feelings. So when I do prank somebody, I try to make it really harmless. Yeah. Maybe a little inconveniencing, but harmless.
Oh, there you go.
One that I was actually, we were discussing this a little bit earlier when I told our sweet lady Amanda.
That's me.
That's adorable. I love having you on the show, Amanda. That's
thank
great.
You. On April Fool's Day, I went into every bathroom in the house and I drew a silly face on the underside of the toilet lid. So there would be a sweet surprise.
People would be like, oh.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so I gotta ask about the ratio of people in this house.
Yeah.
Is it like dudes? Is it ladies? I mean, what kind of ratio are we looking at here?
It's me, my sister, and my dad.
All right.
So two ladies and a dude.
What did you use to draw it on there with?
I don't think it was Sharpie because it erased.
Right. They were like, oh, Mickey drew happy faces.
No, they were scary faces.
Oh, scary faces.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they were spooky faces. It was really good. But the prank that I actually pulled on my dad, I think it was the year after, I took all of his socks and I put them in a bowl of water and then I froze it.
Oh, wow.
I mean, he wasn't too inconvenienced because he just had to thaw his socks, but...
But if you were, like, late for work, you'd be like,
no,
it.
No, he wasn't working.
Okay.
So he was just like, dang, I gotta miss out my first few holes on the golf game. It's like, it's no biggie.
Yeah.
Or you could just wear sandals. I mean, it's not cold out. So, I froze some socks. That was my biggest prank. And then the prank played on me. I don't know. I've been drawn on that kind of stuff. That's it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, being drawn on in magic marker isn't the most fun.
Interesting.
Yeah. How about Amanda? Yeah, I want to hear from you.
Yeah.
Well, before caller ID, I used to make some pretty awesome prank phone calls, but I can't remember like a specific incident. But yeah, after caller ID, that all went downhill. But I used to have, when I was in my early 20s, or maybe before then a little bit too. So like when I was in my 20s, I had this thing where when somebody, if I felt like I had been wronged in a breakup, I would go out of my way to like pull a revenge on the guy.
Oh,
and
sure.
Like my friends, we would like help each other, like we would switch off so that like, you know, because we liked to do drive-bys. That's where we would like drive by our boyfriend's houses in someone else's car and see if they were home. And then you just drive by and that's it. But no, okay, one time this guy broke up with me and he started dating a girl down the street, and it was like a big slap in the face, and he lied and said his car broke down. Anyway, so I went up to Capitol Hill and I bought all the pride stickers that I could find and applied them to his car.
Oh.
Yeah, and I guess he said he went to the store and he actually got hit on.
Oh.
And he was like, well, that's really nice of you, but no. And then he got back and saw his car and was like, oh my gosh. That rascal, and
that
automatically
rascal.
Yeah, like knew it was me. So
like he's just like shaking mad, like you twerp.
Well, that was my intention. That was like what I hoped for. I was like, you will hurt like I hurt.
Oh.
You know, but he thought it was funny and actually called me and was like, that was hilarious. So
oh, good spirited.
Yeah, and I think I'm pretty sensitive, so I don't think people have played that many pranks on me. I mean, I have two big brothers, so
sure.
That goes without saying, but I mean, other than that, like, I don't think I've ever really, knock on wood, been pranked. So.
All right. Hey, Mike. Yeah.
Yes.
Tell me about your pranking history.
Well, here's the deal. And Olivia is hitting us up on Twitter, by the way, at KGRGFM. I was trying to respond to her, asking, have we called Renee yet?
No, we're going to be calling Renee after the break.
Oh, okay, very good.
Yeah, because I can't be on the air and on the telephone.
Understood.
At the same time.
That's what I figured. I just wasn't sure, so...
Yeah, there aren't two of Mickey.
I wonder if they're in cahoots, if it's the Olivia and Renee show. Maybe they were, like, doubling up on their entries.
Ooh,
or something.
Maybe.
If
I mean,
so,
that's good not for... that's not against the rules.
No,
yet,
not right? at all.
That's some good planning,
well,
actually.
Well, and since Renee won a pair, then... maybe she'll take her good friend Olivia.
Hopefully.
Maybe.
Come on, Renee.
But anyhow, yeah, we'll be calling Renee directly. So here's my thing.
Yeah.
Much like you, Mickey, I am not the original prankster. Now, but you, though, you're like talking about freezing socks and stuff.
I mean, that was just one time, though.
Well, that's true.
I'm not a repeat freezer.
And with Amanda, she was talking about the prank phone calls. Now, I used to be a 12-year-old boy.
Really?
And 12-year-old boys don't like much more than prank phone callings.
Right?
Back in the before caller ID age. Now, me and my friend, we would burn entire summer afternoons just like going through the phone book.
Nice.
Like, you know, we're just, you know, looking for names that looked funny.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, like some of the like old timey people that we talk about during Today in Geek History, we'd look for those. It's like, it's like, hey, Jebediah, how's it going? And you know, we would just be clowning on people the entire time. Now, one thing that I do remember very specifically, and this may or may not have been the end of my prank calling career, but I've never forgotten it. I remember calling somebody of the female persuasion.
Yeah.
And you know, we're 12-year-old boys. Boys are gross. So it's the whole, what are you wearing?
Oh no!
And you know, describe it to me. It's like, are you pretty? And all this other stuff. Yeah, it's
rate yourself
exactly
out of 10.
Yeah, there's, I mean, nothing vulgar.
You sound like a 7.
But yeah, it was, you know, it was just you know, gross boys being gross. But I remember this lady. You know, she's kind of like, you know, him and Han a little bit. And in this firmest, sternest voice, she's like, I'm wearing a badge.
Oh, no.
And I know where you're calling from. And I'm going to come and take you to jail.
The police!
Oh, no.
I'm going to come take you to jail.
I wonder
the
if
dog
that...
house.
So my friend was like, oh man, click, he starts like mashing on the thing. And then we spent the rest of the afternoon cautiously watching through the front window, thinking that we were going to get hauled away for
That's
our
so
prank.
Good.
Phone,
the other guys
phone
in
calling.
The holding cell would be like, what are you in for?
That prank phone calls. She was wearing a badge. And I've never forgotten that. And I always think about that.
That's
when.
Really clever of her.
Right.
Yeah. And who knows whether it was legit or not.
Right.
I prefer to think that it was. It helps me sleep better.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that has been The Slumber Party on 89.9 KGRG FM. So what do you think? What is the funniest prank you played on someone or was played on you? I'm sure it had nothing to do with Bumbershoot tickets because those are 100% legit.
Yeah.
Ooh. I mean, I guess the funniest prank I played on somebody is like telling them I'm going to do something on the radio and proceed to forget about it. It's like, I'm going to totally do that. And I forget. I don't
know.
So, Mickey, what is coming up after the break?
So we're going to be accepting calls from those over 21. That's 253-833-5004.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be going to break, and then afterwards we're going to be playing the song You by Joywave.
Perfect. And then after that, we're going to get into our interview with Big O.
Heck yeah.
So we got a lot of show left. It's pretty exciting. In the meantime, if there's a Bumbershoot related song you want to hear, call us up at 253-833-5004 and we'll
and
see
get
about
thrown in the drawing.
Absolutely, while we're there. So, yeah, this is Mike and Mickey After Dark, the Bumbershoot extravaganza. Stick around. We'll be right back. This is Today's Rock on 89.9 KGRG FM.
I didn't forget about you, Renee. I got you, girl.
Can't get enough of KGRG? Well, we have a brand new app, now available on iTunes and Google Play Store. Just search KGRG.
As the summer is heating up, so are the new jams at KGRG. Tune in for new music like I Am a Nightmare by Brand New.
I am a nightmare, you are a miracle.
Oh, Loser by Beartooth.
You say I'm just a loser.
And Coma by Issue.
As if I had it all figured out, I wanna be the one you can't breathe without.
For more information on music and ads, check out the music tab on KGRG.com.
If you're a single man under the age of 35, you'd probably like to know what the ladies are looking for on an online dating site. A guy who had a few drinks and later got pulled over for buzz driving. See, that could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. And doesn't a guy who's back living with his parents but calls them my roommates just scream, Mr. Right?
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Do you or a scout you know need to earn a badge? Let KGRG help. Contact programming at KGRG.com for information on how to schedule an interactive experience with a KGRG personality and a member of KGRG management. Groups will get a behind-the-scenes look of two professionally run radio stations and learn all about what it takes to be a broadcaster in one of the biggest markets in the country. To sign up your scout troop, contact programming at KGRG.com. That's programming at KGRG.com. Or visit the Contact Us tab on KGRG.com. For information on music, ticket giveaways, and more, visit KGRG.com. This is Today's Rock on 89.9 KGRG.
I'm
89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to the Mike and Mickey After Dark Bumbershoot Extravaganza. And what was that we just heard?
We just heard You by Joywave.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, and they're playing at Bumbershoot, yeah?
Heck yeah.
See, and almost all the songs you're hearing tonight are from Bumbershoot bands. I don't know if I made that clear earlier.
No, I don't know, but these all are going to be playing at Bumbershoot.
Fantastic. So we do have some more songs coming up for you as we close out the night, but we are going to jump to the phones, and we are going to have a Andrea, who is the program director for our sister station, KGRG1, Your Classic Alternative. She and I are going to have a conversation with an artist that we really enjoyed at VanFest named Big O. And without much more further ado, as I get my phone system ready to go, here is that interview on Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM. Joining us on the phone from hip-hop punk rock band Big O, give it up for Miles, everybody.
Hey, how's it going? Hey.
Doing great, man. How about yourself?
Doing wonderful. Just enjoying the day over here in Idaho.
Andrea and I saw Big O at VanFest and wanted to kind of talk to you a little bit and give you an opportunity to tell us more about Big O as a band and what you guys are up to and what your music is all about. You know, because we dig your groovy tunes, man.
Cool. I appreciate that, dude. It's a ton of fun. I love it.
We introduced you as hip-hop punk rock band Big O. Could you describe that a little bit? Because that sounds like an abstract concept on paper.
Yeah, and I'm actually just really bad at explaining this. I'm just kind of going to go off the top and kind of see what happens. I used to be in a punk band back in the day, like right out of high school, and really enjoyed it. I've always enjoyed heavier music. We never really went anywhere. We were just like a local band. We didn't tour or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And after our time and that project was up, I still wanted to make music, and I didn't really know how. And so I just decided to start making hip-hop music. And, like, originally, whenever I very first started, I was like, okay, I just want to be, like, a rapper. And so I tried the whole rap thing for probably, like, 3 to 6 months, and it was honestly just atrocious. It was really bad. I did not enjoy it at all. And I was actually getting ready to play a show, and the drummer from my old band hit me up, and he was just like, hey, you should let me play drums for you. And I was like, okay, this is a cool idea. Let's get this figured out. And so, yeah, he came over. We jammed it out, and I really enjoyed it. And things started looking up from there.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of a funny accident that really helped to shape our sound, I guess, was we booked our very first tour, and it was 7 dates, and it was like 2 Oregon dates. No, I think it was 6 dates. It was 2 Oregon dates and 4 Washington dates. And like after the second show, of course, I just got sick and lost my voice, and I ended up like yelling half of my vocals.
Oh man.
And okay. All said and done, I was just like, huh, this is kind of interesting. Like, I definitely did not reach like the hip-hop crowd I was trying to reach, but it definitely brought me back to my roots, where like listened to a lot of music where there was just yelling in it, and I really enjoyed it. So I kind of took that idea and kind of ran with it, and somehow we ended up with what we have now.
Okay, so that actually kind of brings me to a question I had, which was, who are your musical influences?
Yeah, it's actually a really hard question. One of the reasons that I'm definitely in music is this band who's from South Carolina, but they currently live in Seattle, actually. It's a band called Emery. I don't know if you've heard Emery or not.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool, yeah.
Actually, you know what? A couple of guys in Emery came out of KGRG.
Oh, cool.
No joke.
Right on. Yeah, I accidentally saw Emery back at, like, the 06 Warped Tour. I actually went strictly to see this band Zebrahead, which was, like, a pop-punk band with a rapper, I guess. And I accidentally saw Emery, and it just blew my mind. Like, where has this been my whole life? And, yeah, I just fell in love. I've seen them, like, 14 times to date, actually. They're by far my favorite band. But I actually... there's this punk band. I guess they're more like a hardcore punk band. Who they're Gallows, and they're from I think they're from London, UK. And yeah, I don't know. I really am into them too. They're super. It's kind of interesting because we're really opposite concepts. They're super negative and down on everything. And like I consider my music positive influence music.
Yeah.
But there's just something about. Something about Gallows that, like, the music that they make really gets me going. So, yeah, those are a couple. Of course, I guess just to be super cliche, mm-hmm. I'd say I've always listened to the Beastie Boys. I've always enjoyed Eminem. I think there's probably, other than Relapse and whatever that other album was around that time, I'd say everything else he's ever put out has been, like, amazing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so those, I guess, are some of my major influences. I don't think that I am necessarily influenced by any of them directly,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if I could come up with an artist that influences me, but, yeah, those are a few, I guess, artists, people, bands, whatever, mm-hmm. that are the reason that I'm in music, for sure.
Well, hey, I mean, there's nothing wrong with liking the classics. So we are talking to Miles from Big O on 89.9 KGRG FM. Where can people go to learn more about Big O?
Yeah, so probably the best place that I send people is going to be my Bandcamp account. And so that's going to be bigomusic.bandcamp.com. And there you're going to be able to stream all my music for free. You'll be able to purchase any hard copies you want, digital downloads. And then there's also a link to my merch store in case you want a T-shirt or anything like that. So that's bigomusic.bandcamp.com. That's going to be the best way to get a hold of me. Of course, I have Facebook and Instagram. My Facebook is facebook.com/BigONW. The NW stands for Northwest. And then my Instagram is going to be at @BigO_music. And those are going to be the three main places that you can get a hold of me. I'm actually really, 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 really bad at using my Twitter, but I do believe that my Twitter is @BigO_music as well. So feel free to hit me up on that. I check that very rarely. I need to get a lot better at that. But Instagram and Facebook are going to be two great ways for you to contact me. And then... yeah, my Bandcamp's going to be your best way to find music or hard copies or streaming or whatever.
It was awesome talking to you, man. It was really cool getting to know you.
Yeah, I appreciate your time, man. This has been killer.
Oh, I think we're good to go. It was fun talking to you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Andrea. And hopefully see you guys soon here the next few months or so.
Yep, you're definitely welcome to check us out, you know, station, whatnot.
Sweet. We'll come by and hang out for sure.
Cool.
Awesome. And once again, give it up for Miles from Big O, everybody.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot for being on with us, and we will talk to you later.
All right, have a good one, man.
All right, later. All right, so if you want to hear the rest of that interview, we Andrea and I actually talked to Miles from hip-hop punk rock band Big O for quite a bit of time, actually. That interview is going to be available in the on-demand section of KGRG.com. I'll have it in our SoundCloud account as well as on our on-demand page. That way you can grab the links and download it and share it and listen to it. But I thought before we jumped back into the Bumbershoot extravaganza, I thought I'd give you guys a taste of what Big O's music sounds like. So we played their song, It's Music, last week. And so I'm going to play his other song from that EP he was referring to earlier. This next song is called That's Just What It Is by Big O on 89.9 KGRG FM. And then after that, we'll get back into the Bumbershoot extravaganza. And as a quick reminder, the phone lines are still open for my friends 21 plus who want to be entered into that drawing for that single VIP 3-day pass for Bumbershoot. Phones are a little quiet, so if you wanted to have your name in the hat along with very few others and have a really good chance of winning, I'd recommend you get on the phone and call us at 253-833-5004, and we'll be right back.
Choosing, switching lanes, killing games, I ain't ever losing. Call me Allen Iverson, I'm crossing over everyone. I can flip it with control like day one sung. Grab the board and land it tight, roll the way into the night. Doing it just like I know the only way to do it right. All for one purpose, that's what it is, man. That's what it is. I got a life to live, I got a life to give. Doing what I can to live my life just like a kid. I got a lot to do, I ain't got a thing to prove. Doing what I gotta do to get my statement through to you. I got a life to live, I got a life to give. Doing what I can to live my life just like a kid. I got a lot to do, I ain't got a thing to prove. Doing what I gotta do to get my statement through to you. That's what it is, that's what I do. I won't speak a lie, you know that it's all true. Love one another, love people too. Do one to others as you would have them do to you. Stand for yourself, stand for each other, stand for what's right. You know we gotta fight the power. We're doing it and doing it and doing it for the kids. Man, that's what it is. For the next generation, because you know they coming up with a bunch of role models like you and I. You know they feeling entitled to stuff. Oh, what luck. Look at the monsters the parent generation has created. Let's just get faded. No, that has to stop. Get trust the cop. Do the job of mom and pop. Wash the dish. Grab a mop. Go outside. Kick a rock. Do your chores. Ride a bike. This is life. You know I'm right. It's worth the fight. Let's make a change tonight. This smooth. This my groove. Check your attitude before you head it on through. Don't kill my vibe, I'm keeping it alive. Tonight's the night we ride, it's do or die. I got a lot to live, I got a lot to give. Doing what I can to live my life just like a kid. I got a lot to do, I ain't got a thing to prove. Doing what I gotta do to get my statement through to you. This smooth, this my groove. Check your attitude before you head it on through. Don't kill my vibe, I'm keeping it alive. Tonight's the night we ride, it's do or die. I got a lot to live, I got a lot to give. Doing what I can, live my life just like a kid. I got a lot to do, I got a thing to prove. Doing what I gotta do to get my statement through to you. This smooth, this my groove. Check your attitude before you head it on through. Don't feel my vibe, I'm keeping it alive. Tonight's not we ride, it's do or die.
We'll be right back.
89.9 KGRG FM. That was Billy Idol with Cradle of Love.
Yeah.
That song, my first exposure to that was, it's embarrassing.
Oh,
it's
no. So, is it really?
It's so embarrassing because that song was featured on a movie called The Adventures of Ford Fairlane. Starring Andrew Dice Clay.
I've heard that name.
It's a terrible movie.
Oh, is it really?
And I watched that movie a lot when I was a kid. And, I mean, it's just one of those goofy action comedies that, you know, so Andrew Dice Clay is a stand-up comedian.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, and not an especially good one, which I didn't realize when I was 12. And he was, you know, making, like, crass jokes and whatnot. He's like, hickory dickory dock, oh! Yeah, a lot of that, like dirty Ooh. Dirty limericks and whatnot.
Huh.
Hey, it's adorable when you're 12. It's like,
he just said that.
He made that dirty word rhyme with that other word. It's great. And anyway, so this Billy Idol song was featured in that movie. So MTV at the time, back when they showed music videos, released a music video for this song.
Really?
And let me see if I can explain the plot of it briefly. So it starts with this guy. He's a, you know, kind of a schlubby, unassuming fellow. He's a very boring guy and has a very attractive, vivacious young neighbor.
Oh.
And one day this neighbor comes knocking on his door wanting to use his washing machine or something like that. She has some wine spilled on her shirt, needs to use his washing machine, and proceeds to, he's like, oh, okay, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, no problem.
And then she proceeds to turn on the radio, which again is this Billy Idol song, and she's all like, you know, dancing around and like taking her clothes off and being all like, you know, super sexy dancing, and this guy just doesn't know what to do. He's like, I mean, she's not necessarily like advancing on him. She's just like in her own zone.
Ooh.
But it involves being very sexy and all that stuff. And this dude just doesn't know what to do. And it's like, you know,
It's at the end of it, the laundry gets done. She puts her clothes back on, nicely thanks the nice man for allowing her to use his laundry, and then just leaves.
Oh.
And just and
that's
so,
that. That's yeah, the end of the story.
Yeah, yeah. But it's funny because, like, you know, I mean, that it's like a 4-minute song. So, like, for 4 minutes, you know, there's all of this sexual tension and things like that. It's a great music video, actually. It's, you know, kind of like back when music videos actually kind of like, you know, told a story and things like that. It's neat. And, like, intercut with this music video was clips from the movie.
Yeah.
So it was goofy, but I've always had a soft spot for that song because it's, you know, again, I'm like 12. So I'm seeing, like, vivacious young lady in music video. I think you can figure the rest out. But so that was Billy Idol. And he is also going to be playing at Bumbershoot, which is going to be September 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Labor Day weekend at Seattle Center. And it's going to be a great time.
Yeah,
tons of musical guests, high profile musical guests.
Oh yeah.
Tons of comedy, like we talked about earlier. A lot of it sponsored by Teatro Zanzani, which if I were to describe Teatro Zanzani, it's basically it's like an indoor dinner theater circus.
Mm.
It is one of the coolest things I have ever done. Highly recommended. So, like, under the arts and culture and food thing, yeah, Teatro Zanzani is doing stuff as well as, like, you know, laser shows, more so than I could ever possibly describe.
Wow.
We haven't even talked about, like, you know, spoken word or poetry or any of that other stuff. We've been focusing primarily on the music and comedy. But yeah, I mean, so we're going to be doing our drawing for our grand prize tonight, our 3-day VIP pass for those 21 and over. And actually, you know, it's funny, Mickey, that I just meant for this to be a quick, I want to talk about Billy Idol and then we'll set up our next couple songs, but I kind of got a little carried away with telling that story.
Oh, that's okay.
But anyway, yeah, so we're going to play a couple more songs for you. And then right before we get into our shout out segment, which will be about 10 minutes from now, then we will do that final drawing for our grand prize. But I also want to mention it this time in case I forget during shout outs is it's Monday.
It is.
You still have Tuesday and Wednesday to listen to 89.9 KGRG FM. It's not just us that will have Bumbershoot passes.
Oh, yeah.
You'll have some opportunities tomorrow. You will have opportunities on Wednesday. And I have it on good authority from the promotions department that the buzz will be your last chance on Thursday morning, provided you can get up to the studio by Thursday afternoon to get some tickets. They will be giving away some passes on Thursday morning as well as Wednesday morning as well. So if you didn't get in tonight, and we got a lot of folks that entered. I'm really proud of the Mike and Mickey After Dark listeners.
Me too.
Yeah, yeah. The phones were ringing off the hook. I was pretty excited. I mean, because this prize is a big deal. It's the biggest prize we've ever given away on the show. So
ever.
But anyhow, yeah. So I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's move into some more songs.
Yeah.
So Mickey,
coming up
what
next is "Love Is Dumb" by Lisa Prank.
Love is dumb.
I listened to this and this was exactly what I needed to hear. Like this genre of music, I love it. I want to see Lisa Prank in other concerts.
Oh,
I can't afford Bumbershoot.
Right?
But we'll talk about that a little bit more later. So coming up next is some Lisa Prank.
All right. And this is Mike and Mickey After Dark, the Bumbershoot extravaganza on 89.9 KGRG FM. Today's rock.
Dude.
Man.
Yeah. Hey, this is Nick from Knuckle Puck, and you're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM.
If you're a single man under the age of 35, you'd probably like to know what the ladies are looking for on an online dating site. A guy who had a few drinks and later got pulled over for buzz driving. See, that could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. And doesn't a guy who's back living with his parents but calls them my roommates just scream, Mr. Right?
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Mike from Mike and Mickey After Dark on KGRG-FM. My time on the radio has been incredible and exciting. And if you can believe it, for the past year, I've been encouraging all you guys to make good choices.
Or don't. Wait, 1 year? Like 12 months?
Damn right. The whole 365. Mike After Dark has been on the airwaves for over 50 episodes. And we're celebrating that big milestone every Monday night from 9 to midnight.
Awesome. Tune in on KGRG 89.9 FM, iHeartRadio, or on our brand new app.
Is that thing still new?
2016 is the 50th anniversary of Green River College, and as the celebration continues, Digital Radio Lab instructor, award-winning journalist, and KGRG alum Charlie Harger talks about the camaraderie that's inspired by our radio station.
You have basically the same environment inside the radio station here at KGRG that has been since the beginning. And what I mean by that is there is kind of this camaraderie. There's this group of students. You'll hang out at the radio station between classes. We have these old couches, probably haven't been changed since the 70s. We have a group of students who will just kind of come hang out, talk about radio, but more than that, just kind of talk about life. Some of those people you meet, you know, 20 years ago, you're still talking with them today, and you get to see their success as you move along as well.
Sign up for Journalism 120 with Charlie Harger by registering at greenriver.edu. Digital Radio Lab is taught every quarter of the year and covers pre-recorded voice tracking for KGRG One, your classic alternative, as well as podcasting. Share your favorite story or memory of Green River College at greenriver50th.org.
Hey, this is Killing Spree from KGRG's home of heavy metal, Late Night Death. You got a request, call 253-833-5004. If we have the song, we'll play it.
Oh,
Oh, yeah. See, I like the applause. That worked out pretty well there.
Me too. It was good.
Oh, man. Boy, howdy, Mickey. How are you doing tonight?
Dude, I'm so happy. Tonight's show has been so much fun.
Yes, it certainly has. This is 89.9 KGRG FM, and you have been listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark. We were just doing a drawing for our grand prize, the VIP package. Actually, no, it's not a VIP package. It's a 3-day VIP ticket. And
do we maybe want to reveal how much the ticket is worth?
No, we do not want to do that because, well, it's a lot.
Oof.
It's a lot. Yeah, I don't know if I feel comfortable throwing dollar amounts out there, but.
Okay.
But if you go onto Bumbershoot's website,
Holy Toledo amount.
Because really, that's what we did. It's like, oh.
Like, I heard Mike saying non-radio-friendly words from the control room, and I was like, Mike, did you hurt yourself? Did you break your back or something? But no, we were just, woof. But our main man, Jeff, won that VIP wristband. I'm going to be calling that guy in a few minutes. I didn't forget about you, just like I didn't forget about Renee.
Right, though?
So, Jeff, congratulations.
Awesome. And again, my Instagram video is currently still sending, but shout out to everybody that entered tonight. It's great. But I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit. It's been a really fun night, but as it gets ever closer to the witching hour, that means it's time for us to do what we do at this time every week.
Shout it out loud.
Oh, man. And before we close out the nights with closing thoughts, shout out to you listening to us, because without our listeners, well, we'd just be talking to ourselves, and that's just awkward.
That's, like, really, really weird.
And we'd have nobody to give tickets to.
I know. We would just be like, hey, remember that, look at this blank sheet of paper.
This blank space. I had to do it. Oh, man. So, Mickey, who are you shouting out tonight?
So, actually, the Amanda Happening, had to skedaddle before the shout-out section, but she had a special shout-out. I'm not answering the phone right now. I'm sorry.
Right.
She had to leave, but she told me to give someone a special shout-out. So, hey, Brent's mom, Kim, you're baller. You're awesome. Shout-out to Renee, Sarah, and Jeff, our big winners tonight. It sounds like we're getting a lot of phone calls. Wow. Also, shout out, of course, to Clams and Jay, my really, really good friends who tune in every week. I absolutely love you guys. A shout out to Trevbot and T2, who were here a little bit earlier. I love you guys too, and Cork and Natalie, for making this possible for us. I mean, being able to give away tickets on the air and being able to be like, hear how happy someone is when we call them and we're like, damn, son, you just won some tickets. They're like, whoa, what? Or as Sarah put it, like, cool beans.
Well, she was super low-key about it, too. Like, that's cool.
No, like, she was getting excited near the end. I think that she was just trying to be cool.
Oh, I feel.
It was really cute.
But that is the coolest feeling. I mean, it's like, I love being on the radio.
Me too.
Because, yeah, it's like, it's, I mean, everybody loves winning stuff, but I love giving stuff.
Definitely.
Okay, stop calling. We've done our drawing already. But again, apologies. We've already done our drawing for our show, actually. Unfortunately,
yeah.
Mike and Mickey After Dark are fresh out of Bumbershoot passes. But please continue to listen all week to 89.9 KGRG FM, where various DJs and specialty shows will have more Bumbershoot passes. So if you did not win this evening, I apologize. And best of luck to you as you try to win them throughout the week, because you got until Thursday.
And if you're sitting there like, hey, how am I going to listen to KGRG all the time if I don't have a radio? Well, we got this brand new KGRG app available for all pocket devices. So
absolutely,
you should definitely download that so you can always keep KGRG next to your noggin and so you can win more tickets.
Fantastic.
Thumbs up.
A plus.
That's a 10. Oh, man.
Wow. So is that the opening act for Dude Man Bra?
You know, I think so. I really think so.
Or maybe those are the names of the people in the band.
Ooh.
So look at it this way. So the Mike and Mickey After Dark cover band is called Dude Man Bra.
Yeah.
Okay. So the people, much not unlike, say, the Gorillaz or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, the people performing in Dude Man Bra take on various personas.
I think bra is, that's a 10.
Yeah, and so, yes.
Dude is A+, and man is thumbs up.
There it is.
There it is. Making it official. I'm hitting the gavel on the table. Mike doesn't have that prepared, but I got my fist. Ugh. Shouldn't do that. I'll hurt my hand. So, Mike, no. I did all my shout-outs. I gave all the love that I could. Do you have any shout-outs?
That'd be really, really awkward.
You know what? I just I want to give shout-outs to... who did I want to give shout-outs to? Shout-out to my man, Cork, host of The Buzz, which you can catch every Wednesday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Shout-out to him for listening to his radio and noticing a few things that we may not have. Mm. And for being the best bus driver around in a post-apocalyptic war zone, man.
Yeah.
And... oh, gosh. I was going to give... So, Mickey, do you happen to have the hat handy?
The hat?
Or do you have the list of the folks that entered?
That entered?
Yeah.
Not with me.
Okay. I was going to give some of those folks individual shout-outs. Like, I spoke to a guy named Daniel.
Oh, who called, yeah. Daniel seems nice.
And, yeah, he seemed really cool. A listener of the show. And, you know, it's funny... Even now, so I've been on KGRG for just over a year now. We just recently celebrated 1 year of Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM, KGRG FM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP Sumner Lake Taps 89.3 FM, dude.
Yeah.
But no, we just celebrated 1 year, and even now, I still get that extra jolt of pride and excitement when somebody talks to me and says, I love the show.
Yeah, me too.
It's it's really cool because, yeah, I mean, we do it for you guys because it's fun. And if we're having fun, you're having fun. That's what the deal is. So, yeah, so shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to everybody that entered. Shout out to Andrea for hanging out and doing that interview with Big O. Shout out to Big O for taking time out of his busy day. He's a busy dude for doing that interview with us. You can catch that interview in its entirety in the on-demand section of KGRG.com, on the KGRG FM app, and on our SoundCloud page.
Yeah.
I think that's about all I got for shout outs this week.
Mm.
All right. And if you want to listen back to this episode or any of our past shows, check out our page in the on-demand section of KGRG.com and on the KGRG FM app. We're also on SoundCloud and coming soon, possibly, to more podcast outlets. I'm hoping that's a project I could take on next week.
Hopefully.
You know, get us on iTunes and Stitcher and a couple of the other podcasting outlets. So even more people can enjoy the show. I did come up with one more shout out. It's been a while since I've done a shout out to hashtag Podern Family.
Mm.
And it was interesting. So if you want to find a bunch of DIY grassroots podcasts on Twitter, click on hashtag Podern Family. I use it all the time when promoting our on-demand episodes. Basically, like after we get off the air, we record the show, I cut it, I edit it, and put it out there on demand and use hashtag Podern Family. It's really all it is a group of podcasters supporting each other by tweeting and retweeting each other's stuff. It's just a big community. And I wanted to give them a shout out this week because a group of Podern family podcasters, including our friends at the Mr. BS Show, Chris Kim, who was involved with Hitchbat and does a couple other podcasts. A bunch of Podern family podcasters got together in Las Vegas for something called hashtag Why Not Con 2016. Oh. Why not? It's kind of like a rallying cry. It's like, why not? You know, kind of, you know, I've talked about kind of the philosophy of Kevin Smith a bit, like where it's like, you know, chase whimsy, you know, do something just because it's fun. It's kind of a big philosophy of our show. And anyway, so a bunch of these folks that know each other via Twitter got together IRL as the young question mark the young people say. And anyway, so I was kind of following that as it was trending over the weekend, and it just seemed like these guys were having a blast. It's one thing to interact with somebody on Twitter, but when Twitter interactions become real life interactions, it's something pretty special. I've had that happen to me a couple few times where I've made genuine friends out of strangers that I've gotten to know on Twitter. So nice. that's why you know, people ask me, hey Mike, why are you on Twitter? Why not say like Facebook or whatever's? And Facebook is the social media you get on where you learn to hate your family. Twitter is the social media that you get on to make friends out of complete strangers. So that's why I'm so pro Twitter. But anyway, I wanted to give a quick shout out to hashtag Podern family as they celebrated Why Not Con this last weekend. So let's get out of here. We are out, but keep it locked right here for more of Today's Rock on 89.9 KGRG FM. And come back here next week for a thrilling all-new episode of Mike and Mickey After Dark, taking your late-night requests and giving you a little something extra every Monday night from 9 to midnight only on KGRG. So closing out the night.
Yeah.
We have one more Bumbershoot-related song?
Yeah. We have Disintegrate the Days by Snuff Redux.
Ooh, and you're super excited about this one, right?
I've been excited about all of these.
Right, but especially this one.
Yeah.
Super cool. All right. Well, we will play that for you right after we say goodnight. Goodnight, Mickey.
Goodnight.
This is Mike and Mickey After Dark. And until next time, make good choices.
Or don't. We're not exactly keeping track, but I mean, kind of do. I don't know.
Good night.